before he hit. Another breathing creature timed its leap to kiss him hard, break his skin, teeth, nose, but blasted its own breath to his brain, waking a taste of salt. The knowledge of entering the sea as he did, and last thoughts of dolphin. Before falling, unable to read clouds, he baited air with feathers and sweat, was caught by a thermal, across his shoulders an octopus of air, sucked at the hairs of his arms, until islands receded, and he knew he was of age. Before losing sight of his father, he had stopped looking, having no more amazement for making, for how the man with wings continued to shape the air, as he let it prove what slant of extended wings soared, dived, and kept him in air. Before escape, he was shamed by flapping his arms like a bird, by the pains, the muscles growing inside chest and neck, by his father's practiced change of direction between glides, making separate things part of himself, himself part of things. Before the wings were ready, Daedalus taught him to make glues from boiled hooves, test them with honeycombs, and give names to the ones stone seals could mark. But wheels could not pull apart. With a tanning knife, he cut the signets out of the wax. Before their imprisonment, he watched as his father made oak platforms, bronze hinges, and Egyptian ropes cease to be metal, wood, fiber. When he tried to catch the changes into catapult or light spear, he became too slow or quick. Before sanctioned entry to his father's workshop, he sought sad girls to question, sick men to watch die. He introduced himself to weeping women, was aroused to ask the names of their loved dead. Excited, their answers to him were signs. Before there was a workbench, he kept eyes to the wind until he blinked or cried. He built walls with holes facing the strongest winds, wedged thin crystals, and looked into the heart of the lung. Back at the eye, heard last breaths, saw nothing there to be seen. Before his father told him the idea of windows, he loved both sides of walls, locusts leaving carapaces, ewes licking newborns free of last membranes, fish breaching the first time, eggshells pushed in on wet feathers, the dead in his life.